Joining me on the line is David Jenkins. He's Vice President for Government and Political Affairs with Republicans for Environmental Protection. Mr. Jenkins, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Your organization, Republicans for Environmental Protection, only endorsed, 15 candidates in the midterms, 12 in the House and 3 in the Senate. What does this election say about where the Republican Party is now on the environment?
Well, I think this election was about fiscal sanity and more of a rejection of some of the overreach by President and the Democratic Congress. When you look at polling, whether it's Republicans, Independents, or Democrats, you see very strong support for environmental stewardship. So I don't think that there was an intent in the voters' part to send a signal that would indicate scaling back efforts to solve some of our energy problems and to safeguard our environment.
And yet, the number of Republican candidates who had platforms that outright rejected the scientific findings on human-caused climate change was almost 80, 90%.
Well, there were, a lot of the Tea Party candidates certainly were very vocal about that, and a number of those lost as well. While some of those folks made noise on this issue, it wasn't a focus of their campaign. And I really think that voters really had the economy in the forefront of their mind. They had, what they see as runaway spending in the forefront of their mind, and some concern about the health care proposal that passed. And I think you take those things away, and I think, you wouldn't have seen some of the candidates that were a little more problematic on stewardship ideas and things. You wouldn't have seen them advance as much as you did if it wasn't for those other driving issues. The one thing I think a lot of people confuse is that a lot of the people who claim to be conservative today, they're really coming at it from a very libertarian side of conservatism, where it's all very rooted in libertarian ideas. Traditionalist conservatism, it's very much about being responsible to future generations and living within your means and those kind of things. So the very same traditionalist principles that bring about people's desire for fiscal sanity and fiscal stewardship, those same things apply to natural resource stewardship. It's the same principle. I don't know if you remember, but cap and trade is actually something that was developed during the Reagan administration and first put in place by the first President Bush, and somehow talk radio guys have made it sound like that it's a Democrat and liberal idea.
One of the more contentious issues that is going to come before the legislators is the question of EPA's authority to regulate CO2 under the Clean Air Act. To what degree do you expect Republicans to focus on the EPA's authority?
I certainly think they'll make noise around that, and I'm not quite sure why, unless it's sort of to throw some red meat to some of the base supporters that may have felt strongly. But, I'm hoping that that's basically what it is. It's some noise and nothing more, because I'm sure EPA is a Republican invention. Richard Nixon put it in place. And it has a role, and it served a wonderful purpose over the years that Republicans should be embracing and being proud of as part of their legacy, instead of trying to cast aspersions and demagogue it with misinformation and things that are not true. I mean, with respect to the carbon emissions, EPA is simply following what the Supreme Court ordered it to follow in terms of making an endangerment finding. And say it's overstepping its bounds for following what the Supreme Court dictated is kind of crazy and pretty much nonsense. So obviously we'd rather see legislation to deal with these problems, but absent that, and with no clear sign of when that might happen in the future, EPA plays a very important role in that.
I was wondering, do you sometimes feel that Republicans for Environmental Protection is something of an endangered species in Washington these days?
Well, certainly we've had our challenges with the people that get sent to Washington. But when you poll Republican voters on stewardship and the environment, even on pricing carbon and things like that, or toughening pollution laws, they poll very strongly. So the issue is how much of a priority that issue is in who they decide to vote for and what's their most pressing concern. And a lot of times it hasn't risen to that, because we have seen a lot of successes since the 70s, since EPA was formed. But that doesn't mean they don't share those stewardship values that we believe are inherent to conservatism. So we believe the broader Republican electorate is with us. The problem is that doesn't always translate to the kind of leadership we get in Washington.
So if I read you correctly, you think that climate change and energy are two issues on which compromise and agreement can happen.
Yes, you know, there's nothing about those issues that should be partisan. Richard Nixon said, you know, protecting our environment is a cause beyond party and beyond factions, and that's really what it needs to be. If people would be more concerned about solving problems and less concerned about making their opponents look bad, then I think there's a lot of opportunity for compromise, because the basic principle of stewardship and conservation and, you know, not wasting things like energy and so forth, those are conservative principles. Those are conservative values that almost every Republican, every conservative holds very close. And the notion that that's somehow, you know, a liberal idea is inaccurate, and it's time for our party leaders in Congress to recognize that and to start acting in a more responsible way on energy and the environment.
David Jenkins is the Vice President for Government and Political Affairs with Republicans for Environmental Protection. Mr. Jenkins, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.